భగవతే వాసుదేవా.
అజ్ఞానతిమిరాంతస్య జ్ఞానాంజనశలాకయ చక్షుర్వన్మిళితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః. శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూప కథమాహ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాశ్రియం. జై శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభో నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత
reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 8. The title of the chapter is The Character of Bharat Maharaj. Text number 8. Tasya
Tasya
non-violence,
tolerance and simplicity,
Purusha-paricharya adaya.
Purusha-paricharya adaya.
Worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
And performing other duties.
And performing other duties.
Eka-ekasa.
Eka-ekasa.
Every day.
Every day.
Kadipayena.
Kadipayena.
With only a few.
With only a few.
Ahadhanena. Days of time.
Days of time.
Niyujyamana.
Niyujyamana.
Being given up.
Being given up.
Kila.
Kila.
Indeed.
Indeed.
Sarve.
Sarve.
All.
All.
Eva.
Eva.
Certainly.
Certainly.
Udavasan.
Udavasan.
Became destroyed.
Became destroyed.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Gradually, Maharaj Bharata became very affectionate towards the deer. He began to raise it and maintain it by giving it grass. He was always careful to protect it from the attacks of tigers and other animals. When it itched, he petted it, and in this way, he always tried to keep it in a comfortable condition. He sometimes kissed it out of love. Being attached to raising the deer, Maharaj Bharat forgot the rules and regulations for the advancement of spiritual life, and he gradually forgot to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. After a few days, he forgot everything about his spiritual advancement. Translation responsibly, please. Gradually, Maharaj Bharat, became very affectionate.
Became very affectionate
towards the deer.
Toward the deer.
He began to raise it.
He began to raise it.
Maintain it.
Maintain it.
By giving it grass.
By giving it grass.
He was always careful.
He was always careful.
To protect it.
To protect it.
From the attacks of tigers and other animals.
From the attacks of tigers and other animals.
When it itched.
When it itched,
he petted it.
He petted it.
And in this way,
he
always tried to keep it in a comfortable condition.
He always tried to keep it in a comfortable condition.
He sometimes kissed it.
He sometimes kissed it.
Out of love.
Out of love.
Being attached to raising the deer.
Being attached to raising the deer.
Maharaj Bharat.
Maharaj Bharat.
Forgot the rules and regulations.
Forgot the rules and regulations.
For the advancement of spiritual life.
For the advancement of spiritual life.
And he gradually forgot to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
And he gradually forgot to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
After a few days.
After a few days.
He forgot everything about his spiritual advancement.
He forgot everything about his spiritual advancement.
Performed by Srila Prabhupada. From this, we can understand how we have to be very cautious in executing our spiritual duties by observing the rules and regulations and regularly chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. If we neglect doing this, we will eventually fall down. We must rise early in the morning, bathe, attend Mangalarti, worship the deities, chant the Hare Krishna Mantra, study the Vedic literature and follow all the rules prescribed by the Acharyas and the spiritual master. If we deviate from this process, we may fall down, even though we may be very highly advanced. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 18.5, Yajyadana tapakarma na tyajyam karyam evat yajyodanam tapaschaiva pavanani manishinam. Acts of sacrifice, charity and penance are not to be given up but should be performed. Indeed, sacrifice, charity and penance purify even the great soul. Even if one is in the renounced order, he should never give up the regulative principles. He should worship the deity and give his time and life to the service of Krishna. He should also continue following the rules and regulations of austerity and penance. These things cannot be given up. One should not think oneself very advanced simply because one has accepted the sannyas order. The activities of Bharat Maharaj should be carefully studied for one's spiritual advancement. So here we are finding the activities of Maharaj Bharat. It's very interesting. We have to know what Maharaj Bharat gave up actually, because it's a Srimad Bhagavatam, it is going to come. But before that, we have to understand what Maharaj Bharat gave up before coming to the forest. It says here, Maharaj Bharat left his home, wife, children, kingdom, and everything else to advance in spiritual life in the forest. Because this is a Maharaj Bharat, he had everything in his possession. He was a Maharaj, like he was taken over the whole kingdom, but he gave up everything. We don't have anything. We don't have, we don't possess anything. But for that also, we are not ready to give up everything. Speaking of So Maharaj Bharat's position is very, very exalted. He had everything in his disposal, a kingdom, wife, and all the military, everything was there. He gave up. And by the arrangement, so like he got attached to a deer. So this is what Srila Prabhupada says here. From this, we can understand how we have to be very cautious in executing our spiritual duties by observing the rules and regulations and regularly chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So the rules and regulations, we cannot give it up at any point in time. Maharaj Bharat, great devotee of the Lord, he was in advanced state, such advanced state, he was in the Bhava platform. Bhava platform. What are the 9, 8 platforms? Or how the devotional service starts? Here all the Pandits and Panditji Matavis are sitting. What are the 8 things in the devotional service? Prithvi? He is having something in there. What are the 8 things? Hare Krishna. Remember? Ato Shraddha. Tata Sadhu Sangha. Remember that shloka? No? Okay, that's all. Ato Shraddha, Tata Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya, Anartana Vritti, then Nishtha, then Ruchi, then Asakti, then Bhava, and then Prema. So, Maharaj Bharat was in the Bhava platform, not ordinary platform. We are not in the platform only. We are just standing on We don't have any platform. Because we are just like starting only, starting our devotional service. We are not in the platform, but Maharaj Bharat was in the Bhava platform. Very, very advanced. Just next level is Prema, and that's it. Go back to that. But even that state, that's why Srila Prabhupada says, even at that state, if you are little bit careful, as if you are not careful, little not careful, then there is a problem. The problem is there even at that stage. Even if you are in a Bhava platform, if you are a little bit inattentive, then the difficulty is there. But we should not think that, Krishna is very cruel. The person is already in the Bhava platform, already achieved so many things in life, and so many things he has given up. Just because he attached to a small deer, Krishna is not cruel. Krishna still looked after him. Krishna still looked after him. How he looked after him? I think they are very, we will not disturb them. They are very busy studying something. So how Krishna looked after them?
Next life
he became a deer. That's fine. Why he became a deer?
Yam
yam vapi smaran bhavam tejatyase kalevaram tam tam eviti kaunteya sada tadbhava bhavita. He became a deer, but one special thing he had, he did not forget anything. He remembered, yes, I was Maharaj Bharat and I made a mistake. That is why today I am sitting in the body of a deer. Krishna gave the knowledge, gave the remembrance. Whereas Krishna says, I give the knowledge, I give the remembrance. What Krishna says?
Isham sadhata yuktam.
Yeah, Isham sadhata yuktana bhajata priti purvaham dadami bhukti yogam. That is one more is also there. Mataji correctly pointed out. There is one more place Krishna says, I give the knowledge, I give the forgetfulness, I give the remembrance. Sarvasya chaham priti sannivishto matah smrte jnanam apohanamsya vedaisya sarve ahameva vedyo vedanta veda eva chaham. Krishna is situated priti sannivishto matah smrte jnanam apohanamsya. From me only comes knowledge, forgetfulness and remembrance. Krishna gives the knowledge. Krishna gives the forgetfulness. If you want to forget Krishna, for that also you need Krishna's mercy. Then only you can forget Krishna. Krishna has to sanction, then only you can forget Krishna. If you have to remember Krishna, for that also Krishna's mercy is needed. So, depending on our individual desire, Krishna fulfills the desire. At that time, Maharaj Bharat wanted to spend some time with the deer. Okay, so be it. So, he gave the opportunity, yeah, you spend some time with the deer. But, Krishna was very merciful. Because he is a kind person, very kind, he is a nice devotee, he has already done so much in devotional service, Krishna looked after. Wherein Krishna says, whatever little starting in a devotional life is protected always. It's not only Bhagavad Gita class, it's the Bhagavad Gita class also. Where Krishna says that? Yeah, Neha Vikrama Ataka. I was thinking Prakriti and all these Panditis will say all of that. They are just busy with something. Neha Vikrama Nasosti Pratyabhayo Navidyate Solpam Abhyasya Dharmasya. Solpam Abhyasya Dharmasya. Even little bit of practice you do, Trayate. Krishna guarantees that. Even you do little bit also devotional service, it protected. But we should not take a say. Oh, yeah, Krishna said that, let me do little bit only here and I will space out. No, that is not the Krishna's purpose. Krishna's purpose, Krishna didn't say that, okay, now you just perform only little bit only and then next slide. What is the guarantee? What is the guarantee next slide? Krishna says that, you will take birth in a pious aristocratic family and you will continue everything. But it's a bit difficult. It's like a post-dated check. Anybody knows post-dated check? I'm giving you millions of dollars, but I put 2099. What is the use, actually? Correct? Is there any use? 2099. Okay, we are 2021 only. Post-dated check. Same, but whatever time available now, that we have to use it very clearly. So that is why, even though the opportunity is there, so we have to be careful. So Krishna, Prabhupada says in the purport at the beginning only, from this we can understand how we have to be very cautious in executing our spiritual duties by observing the rules and regulations and regularly chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. If we neglect doing this, we will eventually fall down. If you don't do that, right? You eventually fall down. Fall down means what will fall down? What will happen? Go back to the same the old thing. Prabhupada says, and Prabhupada brought all the hippies to happies. Hippies to happies. Yeah. Correct? You all studied Prabhupada's Leela, but the hippies were brought to happies. If you don't follow the rules of regulation, then back to happies to hippies. And then we go back to the same old style. Lifestyle, back to the. But, yeah, that's why it's very, very important. What is very important is like if we neglect doing this, we will eventually fall down. So the nectar of instruction, there is a verse talks about it. Does anyone remember what verse it is talking about? The rules and regulations. Nectar of instruction says. No, doesn't ring a bell. Atyahara prayasascha prajalpo niyamagraha janasangasya laudyamsya sattvir bhaktir vinashyati. This has to be always kept in our mind. Sattvir bhaktir vinashyati. These six items which spoil or which is going to hamper our devotion. This we have to remember. Because this year, actually Sadbir Bhaktir Prasindyati, this is next sloka there, six items which will help us in our devotion. That is very good. But importantly, we have to be very careful what are the six items which are going to hamper, which are going to spoil our devotion. Because that if we don't know that, then we may be engaged in some activity and then that activity is in that category. So then our bhakti, whatever the bhakti lata be, is going to grow like this and then the progress will be checked. So we have to be very careful about that. So what are the six items? Atyahara prayasascha. Over collecting or over eating. Prayasa means endeavor. So here we see the great example. Prayasa, yes. Actually Maharaj Bharat was a Kshatriya. There is nothing wrong in him just looking after a deer. What is wrong? There is nothing wrong. Okay, especially Kshatriya, the definition of Kshatriya is like he has to give protection. He has to give protection. Kshatriya. But he has to give protection and he did the right thing. He gave protection. But after that's what happened. He gave protection, but he was overly attached. He gave protection, little bit protection, then after that like he has to continue. He has forgotten his duties. That's what here the main problem is. Like, yes, he did that. But we should not think that, okay, oh, Maharaj Bharat, poor Bharat. Not like that. Because this is for us actually. That's what Prabhupada says again and again in this sloka. They say it is a lesson for us to learn. Sometimes people say, oh, poor Arjuna, he had this problem. So Krishna has to speak at length all the 18 chapters of Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna is not poor. Arjuna is the eternal associate of the Lord. We are only poor. For Krishna used Arjuna as an instrument so that he can speak Bhagavad Gita. It's not Arjuna was not in the problem. He was, yes, he was put into a kind of a perplexing situation so that he can ask all the questions. So Arjuna is not in problem. We are in problem. So same way here Bharat Maharaj, this example of Bharat Maharaj, we are understanding that how we have to conduct ourselves. Bharat Maharaj went back home, back to Gaga, no problem. Maharaj Bharat, dear Bharat, Jada Bharat, and then he went back. No problem for him. But for us, we are struggling here. So what we have to do and how we can follow the rules and regulations. So that is mentioned here. So Srila Prabhupada says, we must rise early in the morning, bathe, attend Mangalarti, worship the deities, chant Hare Krishna mantra, study the Vedic literatures and follow the rules prescribed by the acharyas and spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada, so wonderful that he instituted the morning program. He instituted the morning program in such a way, if you follow the morning program, automatically so many angas of devotional service is looked at. In the morning 4:30 till another 45 minutes, we'll have prasad seva. So everything is included. Everything is how? So intelligent. It's all packaged. Nowadays everybody wants package deal. Like nobody wants separately. Everything wants to be in a package actually. Everybody wants a package deal. Want to go somewhere. Everything is packaged. So that way you don't have to worry about this. So Srila Prabhupada made this package deal. If you attend the morning program, in the Nectar of Devotion there are some 64 items of devotional activities are mentioned. Most of them are covered in that. Most of that. How? That is the... See, that's why Srila Prabhupada made this program very, very special. Yes, you have to attend the morning program. When you attend the morning program, automatically, without even your knowledge, you are performing all this. That is the potency of devotional service. Is you don't have to know all the glories of all these different activities, this activity, that activity, then only you will get the benefit. No. Just to follow as like everybody is following, you also follow. That way by just following only you get the benefit. And if you understand and if you realize everything, that is more benefit. Bonus only. That is bonus. So that is why very important, no? This the morning program. And Srila Prabhupada says here in the purport, if we deviate from this process, we may fall down, even though we may be very highly advanced. This Prabhupada, this statement, two times he repeats that in this purport. We may be very highly advanced. Because this is sometimes like the mind, our mind makes us think, oh now we are very advanced. Mind only makes us think that we are very advanced. But the advancement does not come like that. Because it says, Brahmaji says, all this ಕಟಾಕ್ಷ ವಿಮುಕ್ತ ಮಾನೇನ ತ್ವಯಸ್ಸ ಭಾವ ಅವಿಶುದ್ಧ ಬುದ್ಧಯ. ಇದು ಅವಿಶುದ್ಧ ಬುದ್ಧಯ ವೆರಿ ಅಡ್ವಾನ್ಸ್ ವೆರಿ ವೆರಿ ಹೈಲಿ ಎಲಿವೇಟೆಡ್ ಬಟ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ದೇ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಫಾಲ್ ಡೌನ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ನಾಟ್ ಟೇಕನ್ ಶೆಲ್ಟರ್ ಅಟ್ ದ ಲೋಟಸ್ ಫೀಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್. ಆರೋಗ್ಯ ಕೃಷೇನ ಪದಂ ಪದಂ ಪತಂತಿ ಯಥ ಅನಾಧೃತ ಯುಷ್ಮತ್ ಅಂಗರಯ. ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ನಾಟ್ ಟೇಕನ್ ಶೆಲ್ಟರ್ ಅಟ್ ದ ಲೋಟಸ್ ಫೀಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಪ್ರೋನ್ ಟು ಫಾಲ್ ಡೌನ್. So that is why you have to be very careful, whatever may be our level of advance. We are not at the advanced level in the Bhava stage or Prema stage. No, we are just like Anartha Nivritti only we are struggling actually. Anartha Nivritti, so many Anarthas are coming and then we are trying to say, set right things. There only we are struggling. Struggle, struggle, struggle only. But the beauty is in devotional service, even struggling is very, very glorious. That is the beauty. Because in material life, you have to be 100% successful. Then also it is failure. But in devotional life, even somebody struggles also, even for struggle also, the credit is given actually. Krishna is so merciful. When somebody is struggling in devotional service, the credit is given for that also. The professor sir is there. If somebody struggles, anybody gives credit for that in the material world? No. You pass, then only 50. After 50, then you are passed. Oh, I just came up to 49. No, that again you go back and study. But in devotional life, no. You have done already 49%, then Swalpam Abhyasya Dharmasya Bhayate Mahato Vaya. Then you take birth again and then continue the process. So wonderful that. So wonderful the process. So Krishna wants the devotee to come back home, back to God. That is Krishna's desire. Krishna has a very strong desire. Our desire is little, very, very weak actually. But Krishna's desire is very, very strong to get us back home, back to God. His desire is more. That is why it is happening. So Prabhupada says here, if we deviate from this process, we may fall down, even though we may be very highly advanced. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada quotes this sloka. Yajyadana tapakarma na tyajyam karyam evata yajyodana tapascaiva pavanani manishina. Acts of sacrifice, charity and penance are not to be given up, but should be performed. Indeed, sacrifice, charity and penance purify even the great soul. So this is the 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Krishna concludes and then he is talking about the sannyasa, the renunciation. He says, acts of sacrifice, charity, everything this cannot be given up. Because especially in the Vaishnava Sampradaya, Vaishnava Sannyasi, they have activities. Srila Prabhupada says, you know, like a Vaishnava, sometimes normally sannyasis, they don't cook, they don't perform all these activities. No, but Vaishnava Sannyasis, they have a higher purpose, higher activities. So they do all these things. Prabhupada, if you look at Srila Prabhupada, then he went to America, he performed so many activities. Cooking, distributing, cleaning, washing and putting the bed, all this activity, he did that. He tolerated so many things. For what? The higher purpose of giving Krishna consciousness. So that is why all these things, all the different activities are mentioned. These activities cannot be given up actually at any point in time. Maybe we may be in the beginning stage or in the Bhava stage. No problem. Still the activities have to be performed. That Krishna, when he personally appeared and he performed so many wonderful pastimes, and still he performed everything like you also used to get up for Mangalarati. What is the need for Krishna to get up for Mangalarati? And what is the need for Krishna to perform any austerity section? We all have to perform austerity to elevate ourselves. Krishna is already Param Brahma, he is Satyam, Param Satyam. Why Krishna has to perform austerity? But Krishna also sets an example. Yes, if we have to appear in the human form of, like in this human form, so then Krishna also performed everything, performed the activities on, like Balaramji. Also, Balaramji also, when the sages informed Balaramji that the Romaharshana was killed, now you have to go for the pilgrimage. So Balaramji, yes, I will go for the pilgrimage. So, actually he is the pilgrimage personified. If we see him, it's already pilgrimage. What is the need of him going for any pilgrimage? No, because it is coming from the Brahmanas. So this is the way they set example actually. Even though they are great personalities, Supreme Lord themselves, they perform the activities very, very strictly. Very strictly they perform. They never deviate. Krishna also gave the cows in charity. Krishna also did, like if you read in Krishna book, all the activities Krishna, for Krishna, the household, the activities are activities performed by Krishna. It will be wonderful. Krishna performed all the activities. Whatever normally one person perform, he also performed all these activities. Why? Because he has to set an example. Yadyat acharati shreshta. He said that the common man needs an example. Okay, so Krishna set an example and then everybody can follow that. So Krishna did that so that it is for us how much serious we have to be followed. So same way, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada also, like he used to early get up in the morning and chant and then do this translation, everything. Because this is Acharya. Acharya means one who teaches by example. It's not like a chanting is for you, not for me. No, not. Chanting is for you and the same chanting for me also. Same process works for me also. Same thing I have to do also. So that is why it is very, very important. This we are with the process, our process of Krishna consciousness. Our aim is to go back to Godhead. So it is like a Srila Prabhupada says, spiritual life is like a razor's edge actually. Little bit of inattention, they just shave it. Little bit of inattention, that's it. Blood. Little bit of inattention. Same way in spiritual life also, we have to be very careful. The mind will play tricks. Oh no, you are advanced enough. You don't need all these things. Oh, why do we need? We only need all this. Because we need all of this activity, all these rules and regulations, nayama, niyama. So it is mentioned in the Shastra. I'll just read that. One's devotional service is spoiled when he becomes too entangled in following six activities, eating more than necessary or collecting more funds than required, over endeavoring for mundane things that are very difficult to obtain, talking unnecessarily about mundane subject matters, practicing the scriptural rules and regulations only for the sake of following them, not for the sake of spiritual advancement, or rejecting the rules and regulations of the scriptures and working independently or whimsically, associating with worldly minded persons who are not interested in Krishna consciousness, being greedy for mundane achievements. These are all the six items mentioned. So if we perform these type of activities, our devotional service will be checked. And it depends on like we can again go back to the square one. Yeah, depending on whatever we have done. Okay. If we done enough, then Krishna will give you the next opportunity. From there you can advance. But now if I am determined, like I don't want to, then it is very difficult to come up again. Very, very difficult. But still, whatever you perform, that is protected. So that is why it's very, very important. Whatever activities we perform, we remember what is the end result. Why did we do all these things? Why I gave up all these things? Why I gave up the family, gave up this kingdom, gave up all these things? Not to just get attached to a deer. We are not nothing against a deer or dog or cat or anything. We are not against deer. They are also living entities. They also have opportunity to take Krishna prasadam. They also have opportunity to get Krishna's mercy. Like as so much so, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associate, Sivananda Sen Prabhu, he had a dog. He was everywhere, he will take the dog also. He will take the dog. And then finally the dog got Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. So then went back home, back to London. Before all the devotees went back, the dog went back home, back to Jagat. So if you have a pet like that, then you give them enough prasadam, always feed prasadam, prasadam, prasadam. And then finally the dog also goes back home, back to Jagat. So that is good. But not so much so that I have a pet and now I don't have time to do my spiritual duties, then it is difficult. That's why Srimad Bhagavatam is very heavy. It says in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam only, dharma svanustita pumsa vishvaksena katasya na utpadayate yati ratim srama evahi kevalam. Srama evahi kevalam. All I may say, oh, I am performing this duty, I am performing this duty, I am doing all these things perfectly, I am doing everything. Yeah, you may do everything perfectly. But what Shastra says? If it's not invoking any devotion, any attention to the Vishwaksena Katasya, if you can't hear about Krishna, you can't perform any devotional activities, then all your activities is Shrama Yevahi Kevalam. All the activities are useless labor. Bhagavatam is very heavy. Oh, you mean to say what I am doing only useless labor? I am not saying. Bhagavatam is saying. Because that is not evoking your attention to Lord Krishna. The activities may be there. So that is why, but we are not saying that, okay, now you give up all your duties and then just come sit in the temple 24 hours a day. No, that is also not, Shastra is not saying that. Shastra says, yes, you have to do your household duties also. Like Srila Prabhupada wrote a letter to Arundhati Mataji. Everybody, sometimes when the argument comes, they quote that letter. Prabhupada said that the letter that, yes, cooking up the children is your prime duty. That is your deity worship. Correct. But Prabhupada also said, yes, but not that 24 hours. You do that. You do that and also you have to do your spiritual duties also. You have to perform your spiritual activities also. It's not that, okay, oh, I don't have any time, not even 1 minute, 1 second I don't have. I just 24 hours, 7 days a week, I'm just cooking up. Nobody is like that. You have your sleeping time, your eating time, your recreation time, everything is there. But then time for Krishna comes, oh, no, there is no time for Krishna. That is not good. We have to be honest to ourselves. How we are spending our time. That's why Srila Prabhupada said, the life has to be molded in such a way so that we remember Krishna all the time. We have to mold our life in such a way. We have to have a job in such a way. We have to have our activities in such a way. In all circumstances, we can remember Krishna. That we only have to mold. Our life we have to only mold. And the neighbor will not mold our life. No? Like we have to mold our life so that we can remember Krishna. So that is the purpose. So here Srila Prabhupada concludes here in this purport. He is saying he should worship the deity and give his time and life to serve the service of Krishna. You should also continue following the rules and regulations of austerity and penance. So this is like all the rules and regulations, the Shastra, the scriptures given. So many instructions are there. And Srila Prabhupada simplified everything for us actually. Like Ekadasi. Like Srila Prabhupada has given very basic thing. No grains. No grains being. Like that. See, if you go, sometimes there are some sampradayas, they go very strictly. Under the ground, near, below the ground, upper ground, all they follow so many rules and regulations, very difficult to follow. But our process is very simple. To follow simple rules and regulations, active preaching, that is very, very powerful actually. Because Krishna says that if you do Krishna's job, Krishna is looking at you. Krishna says like in the Bhagavad Gita, apichetu durachara bhajate ma ananyava sadureva samantavya samyak vyavasitiyutsa. Because if somebody is doing Krishna's work and there is a little bit of negligence, little bit of deviation, Krishna is very kind. You are doing something because of the past habits, you have done some small mistake or small thing. Then Krishna says, Shipram bhavati dharmatma sastra shantim nigacchati kaunteya prati janehi name bhakta pranashyati. My devotee will not be vanquished. Krishna gives the guarantee. So we have to keep that in mind. It's a guarantee. It's only for accidental fall down. Not like a premeditated, planned. So on such and such a day, I'm going to fall down. I'm preparing for the fall down. Krishna is not covering that actually. Krishna is an accidental fall down because of our past habits. Something we do. So that is correct. That Krishna looks after that. So Krishna is very, very merciful. That way, like, even though we might have performed some activity and we should not have performed, so then Krishna kind of forgives that. But we should not take it as a usual habit. Yes, yeah, Krishna is there. Just we keep on performing that and then Krishna will keep on forgiving that. That is very aparadha. That is the offensive mentality. That we should not do. Srila Prabhupada says here, you should also continue following the rules and regulations of austerity and penance. These things cannot be given up. One should not think oneself very advanced simply because one has accepted the sannyas order. This is like a... We are following the process, we are devotees, so we should not think that now we are above all. No. That is a very dangerous situation. Then, because in this case, what was the main problem? Because this is like a, if somebody around, okay, you go to the forest, going to the forest is good, but if you are going to the forest and there is no association, and practically, this is this case of the Acharya say in the previous, in the later chapters, we will find Maharaj Bharat, because he was in the forest, gave up everything, but there was no association. So we are very fortunate. We are protected by the association. This is association, is the protection actually. This is a kavacha. Like we are nursing a kavacha. This is a kavacha. Kavacha for us is like an association of devotees. What the devotees will do? Remind each other. Remind each other about Krishna. If there is a little bit of deviation, hey Prabhu, Mataji, this is not, we are not supposed to do that. They will remind us. We need that. We need that. Otherwise, you know, like if you think that like, I have a home all, I don't try to follow any rules and regulation. I have crossed that stage already, that many years I have been Krishna conscious. No, that is a more dangerous actually. If you start thinking like actually if you are normally following is right, if you have crossed, I am above all that, that is the more danger for that person than the normal person. Because we are not crossed anything actually. Because always the distractions are there. For Maharaj Bharat, there is only one dear distraction. For us, there are so many distractions actually. So many. Starting from the mobile phone, this, that, and you go outside, there's so many the mind is bombarded with so many thoughts. What is the this thing? What only protection is Krishna. Krishna is the protection. Krishna says, if you are like that, you perform the activity for Krishna's sake, then Krishna says, I will protect you. Ya itam paramam bhukhyam mad bhaktesh abhidasyati. Why people go outside? Harinam Sankirtan, why they go outside? They don't have anything else to do, they just go for Harinam. No, because they want to give the mercy of Krishna. Everyone. Ya idam paramam bhukhyam mad bhaktesh abhidasyati. Then what will happen? You take a risk. And then Krishna says, you are taking risk for my behalf. Then Krishna says, I will protect you. Ya idam paramam bhukhyam mad bhaktesh abhidasyati. Bhaktim mayi param krutva mame vaishyasi asamshe. But if you do that, then I will make sure you come back to me. Because I have a special protection for you. Krishna protects you. Krishna gives the protection. Even though he may be in the material world, he may be bombarded with all the material desires, everything. But honestly, if you go out for the service of the Lord, then Krishna gives the protection, special protection, so that we can go back to him. Krishna will give the protection. So that is why it's a very, very wonderful relationship between the devotee and Krishna. It's just like you work for the government and government is protecting you. But when you work for the universal government, Krishna, don't you think Krishna will not look after you? Krishna will look after you. More than all these, the material governments are looking at. Krishna will look after you. Krishna will give all the facilities. Will make everything. Ananyasin. That's why the whole Bhagavad Gita is like a testimony. How Krishna looked after all the devotees. Pandavas Krishna looked after. All this, all the way. Each and every step Krishna looked after. So that's why we have to have the confidence is on Krishna. Yes, Krishna will look after. As long as I follow the rules and regulations strictly, and then Krishna's protection is always there. If there is a little bit of deviation, there is some in the invoices, the errors and omissions accepted. They will have a one class in this country, in India they used to follow. So they say that if there is a little bit of deviation, yes, Krishna can tolerate that. But it's not like every time deviation only. Then it is difficult. So, and Prabhupada concludes the purport saying that the activities of Bharat Maharaj should be carefully studied for one's spiritual advancement. It is for us. All these episodes are there, all the different pastimes are there for our benefit. We have to study. Okay, so this is the power. Okay, so that means, so when sometimes when I want to be alone, leave me alone, like it's very standard. Phrase here, if you are, leave me alone, don't bother me. But the problem is in that situation, you leave me alone, then there is a danger also comes with that. If you leave me alone, then I may do something activity, some more my own concoction, my mind will play up so many things, and then we may leave also. So we have to be careful. So this association is very important. If you're living with the devotee, it's also austerity. One sense it's austerity. Because why? Because materialistic people normally they don't know what is right, what is wrong, they may not correct it. But devotees, they know. They will say, oh, this, that. So that way, living with the devotees, we are protected. You are protected. Even though it's a little bit austere, and but better to live with the devotees than to live with the other people, because this, you are living with them, so that means the chances are, when there is a deviation there, they can sense it. They can sense, oh, this is what happened. So that facility somehow Bharat Maharaj didn't have at that time. So that is why when the deer was there, she was attached to it. Naturally, we will get attached. But that attachment, yes, looking after is one thing, but overly attached, that is a problem. You get overly attached to anything. Doesn't matter, deer or children or this or that, mobile phone or app or whatever it may be. That overly, if you are overly attached to Krishna, that is the only thing which is better actually. Anything other than that is not going to be. Stop here. Hare Krishna, Madhavi.
So, in manifest state,
yes,
a person leaves the house and lives in the forest, not in Kali Yuga, but in the forest. And there are so many stories, the kings, they live and they go. So, you're saying that devotees association is the most important thing. So, in one of the stage, when the king or the person leaves and goes there to the living in the forest, the Dhabi says always a danger. Is that association for that?
Yes, because if you are in the association, yeah, going is okay, but normally there will be a hermitage, there will be all the rishis will be there, sadhus will be there, from that some association will be there. So if you just go alone somewhere, then there is always a chance of deviation sometimes, because the whole idea of the association is like this: devotees in their association, they remind each other about Krishna. Machita Magata Prana Bodhayanta Parasparam Katayantasya Maam Nityam Tushyanticha Ramantiche. That is the only thing which keeps the devotees going. Because if the association is not there, then it becomes a little bit dry actually. The subject matter becomes dry. Even though the sages of Brahmacharya, they were sitting in the forest, but they had the association of all the Sutta Goswami, Sukadeva Goswami, the Katha they were discussing. So that way, there is a protection there. I'm not saying that like you have to, if you are alone, you will completely, you will fall down. There is chances are there. But why to take a chance? That is a question. Yes, you can go. Vanaprastha stage, you can go and go to the pilgrimages. So wherever you go, the beauty is not like you have to take sangha, satsangha. Because that is, even if you go to the Vanaprastha stage also, when you go to the holy places or even the forest, there also you look for the sangha. Not just like going to the forest, it's not only the solution. Just going to the forest is not a solution. Going to the forest and seeking the sadhu sangha, that is the solution. So Prabhupada says sometimes, you know, like even he quotes that sloka, sometimes people go to Vrindavan, just take a dip in the Ganga or Yamuna, and that is okay, that benefit will be given, but more benefit is like a seek out the association of the devotees, that is much more safer. Yeah, you go to Vrindavan, go to Haridwar, you go to Varanasi, do all these things, but also in our this thing, how we can advance our spiritual life, we have to get some insight into that. That will be better. Hare Krishna.
I was trying to understand the nature of attachment. Reflecting the dynamic of and the nature of attachment,
yeah,
based on self-interest.
Mm.
So that's the main cause of all the main problem in this case, because if we put our affection and love,
yes,
to others or other objects,
mm,
because Krishna is everywhere in every living entity,
yes,
if we do it with the intention of self-interest or enjoying it,
yes,
that's the,
yeah, that is a, yeah, you are correct. Self, Krishna is there everywhere. That is a Uttama Bhakti. Uttama Bhakta, what he sees, he does not see anything other than Krishna. Sthavara, Jangama, whatever he sees Krishna only. So for him, he is not seeing that object as for his sense gratification. See, he sees the object, how that object can be used in the service of Krishna. So that way there is no problem. That, because the attachment we can't give up actually. Attachment is like, we have to have the attachment. Whether we have attachment for the material things or whether we have attachment for the spiritual subject matter. That is only choice. Choice is given. If we have, even if you are attached to material things, sometimes like we are attached to this, so then we have to understand how to dovetail that attachment in the service of Krishna. So I am attached to a dog. Like sometimes people like they have pets. Like so then okay, if the dog is there, let me try to give some Krishna conscious association. Like give some prasad and take the dog for this thing and let the dog do some activities and like that. Like protect the temple, that is also good. The dog can do that. So like that, so we have to be intelligent in how we can engage whatever the things we have in the service of Krishna. That becomes yukta vairagya. So then the attachment is not, because that's when, like as I said, Sivananda said, sometimes he used to pay more money because normally the dogs are not allowed in the boat while going this thing. So they used to give money. So please take the dog off. Because he was attacked. One day the dog was lost. He spent 10 people he sent to search the dog actually. What is the, anybody will spend some people to go and search for the dog? So he did that. Because it's not like a material attachment. Yeah, because he considered like the dog also, Krishna is situated as a Paramatma in the dog also. If he could see that, then he can look after that also. No problem. There is nothing wrong in looking after the deer, looking after the dog or looking after the, any pet. As long as like you have a, somehow you have to deliver, because the children are there, and then as a parents, what we say, yes, that these children, they have taken birth in the family, we have a responsibility to look after them. The same way they also, we can look after them, no doubt about that. You have to have attachment, you can look after them, but not so much so 24/7, you are only looking after that only, nothing else you are able to do, then that is no good. You have to allocate some time to look after that, and then do your duty. You have to, your own self-interest also is there. You have to look after your things also. So then it is okay. Not that, it's not the other extreme, like completely hate everything, like the case of Jada Bharat did do like that. I'm just saying, like, this is the cause of, I got attached. So he was very careful, even at Jada Bharat, he was very careful not to get mingled with all these things. But when opportunity came, when there was some subject matter to be spoken to Maharaj Raghuguna, then he immediately picked up that. Not that like Maharaj Jada Bharat was like a Jada the rest of the life and then he passed away like that. No. Devotee is not like that. Devotee is like whenever there is an opportunity for speaking, then he will speak. So when there was a time where he has to give this knowledge to Raghuguna, he thought now this is the right time. So then he spoke, he gave whole philosophy to Raghuguna. Then only they could understand he is not ordinary person. He is completely Mahabhava. So yes, attachment is there, and the attachment has to be doubted. Even if you have attachment, that attachment has to be, somehow we have to doubt the attachment in the service of Krishna. So then it is benefit for us and benefit for the person who you are attached to also.
That if you have also the dynamic of the thought process of false identification in the sense that who I am, who this is me or mine.
Yeah.
And false ego extended.
Yes. Yeah.
Because of a relative of things that we are in the attachment, right. Because of false understanding of our identity.
Yeah. So sometimes when we think I am the protection, like that the possessiveness comes from again. I am protecting. Actually ultimately Krishna is the protector. See, even though Maharaj Bharat protected this deer, the ultimate is Krishna only has to give protection. Krishna does not give protection, all our so-called protection becomes useless thing. Ultimately Krishna is in control. But that doesn't mean that Krishna is in control, I am not going to do anything, I am just going to sit like that, keep the hands like this. No, we also do our work. We have to do our work, but depending on Krishna. Krishna is the ultimate protector. Krishna gives protection, automatically this thing will be there. So that thing, that is why, yes, even though we may have attachment, so somehow we are in the material world, we can't just say that I don't have attachment. We have attachment to family, we have attachment to children, we have attachment to certain things. So how we can use them in the service of Krishna, how to engage them, so that way dovetailing that attachment, so that way it is beneficial to both parties. Anything else? Hare Krishna Maharaji.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for the nice class.
Hare Krishna.
So, how do we identify Arun Devrin in our own lives and not to confuse it with beauty?
Yeah, so over endeavoring, that is why we have a Sadhu Sastra Guru. Sadhu Sastra Guru, because we are not alone. Assuming we are doing something, and then we are not sure whether I am doing endeavoring or over endeavoring. The endeavor has to be there, because without endeavor nothing is possible. Whether I am doing endeavoring or over endeavoring, that Sadhu Sastra Guru, we can take guidance actually. We can ask Sadhu, we can refer to Sastra, and we can, if we have still final authority is the Guru, Guru can say, yes Guru Maharaj, this is, I am so trying to do this, do you think I am doing this, is it over endeavoring? Guru can say, yes, it is over endeavoring. Like sometimes Srila Prabhupada gives instructions, personal instructions. One person, sannyasi, he gives instruction, you are a sannyasi, why you are sitting here, you have to go around the globe, preach. So like that, they give sometimes like a very specific instruction. So that when like wherever there is, see the whole idea of the Guru is like we can clarify, we can ask the questions. Yes, I am trying, because sometimes like we may, I am attached to doing something, and whether that is the right thing or not, we can always ask. Not that okay, today to eat khichdi or chapati, that you don't have to ask Guru. Like basic things is there, but if there is any specific direction, whether I am doing this, there is a, this is the right thing, or am I doing too much? So that is why Sastra is there, especially in Nectar of Instruction, Srila Prabhupada explained, over endeavoring. Yes, even collecting also sometimes there is over endeavoring. Sometimes when we collect, keep on collecting, unless otherwise all the collection, if it is used in the service of Krishna, then the collecting also is dangerous actually. So like that we have to, we can easily identify. We can ask devotees, we can ask, read the scripture, Nectar of Instruction, all the other Shastra there. And the final authority for us is like a Guru. We can ask the Guru. So Guru says, this is what I am trying to do. Is it okay, you have to be like, you can do this, this much is sufficient. Like that they can give up. Because this is the Guru gives so many instructions are in the Vedic scripture. Guru personalizes that for the individual person. That is the Guru's position. It's not like any medicine anybody can take, not like that. But Guru gives personalizes the thing and then gives to the disciple. So that way we are protected, and then we are assured that whatever we are doing is covered by this thing, and we are not over and over.
Thank you.
Hare
Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Grantharashtrimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.